Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lycan. Did you request the fraud department?
No, I didn't request the fraud department. She was supposed to put me over to a supervisor to see if I could get a refund.
All right, well, let me get
I
this
have a
folder
charge
for
on
you.
my card that I'm disputing. I'm not paying for this. She said some kind of survey, and I would have never done this. I don't know what happened, but I didn't ask for fraud. She said she was sending me to a supervisor so I could get a refund.
All right, let me get it pulled up. What's your first and last name?
It's Nancy Ann Cardin, Cardin.
All right, verify your address for security
5310
purposes.
Hidden Gardens Drive, Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. So I have an account pulled up here that has been canceled out.
Right. Mercedes just canceled it because she said there was future charges. And I'm like, what? You're already trying to charge me $59.89 for something I don't know what it is. So.
All right. So it's showing here, did you take a survey to try to win a mixer?
I don't remember doing. If I took a survey, I know I wouldn't have approved any kind of charges on it. What is it, to win a free mixer? That's what Mercedes said, too.
Yeah,
is that what it was?
Yeah, we don't charge you. You take a survey, and it's an entry to win the mixer. But when you do that, you're enrolled into the Bite Tub meal planning app for $59.89.
No, I don't want to do that. No. I need my refund. She already canceled it. I need a refund. What is it that it is? I don't even know what you're talking about.
It's for a Bite Tub. It's a meal planning app that you would download on your phone.
No, I wouldn't have. No.
All right. So you're saying that you didn't take a survey to try to win a mixer?
I may have taken a survey. But
okay.
I don't remember it saying about any charges for anything. I mean, I wouldn't, and I don't even use this credit card that it's on.
Yes, this information about the charge is going to be listed under the terms and conditions. So if you didn't read that, then that's probably why you didn't know if you took the survey to win the mixer.
Right. I probably didn't read it all. I was just like, oh, a survey, you know. So, anyways, can you help me with getting my money back? Because I don't want a mixer. I just thought I was doing a survey. Didn't realize it. So, you know, like I said, Mercedes already canceled it. I just want my money back.
What charge are you referring to and the date?
The charge is for $4.17, and it's for $59.89. And it was charged on 4/17.
One second. Let me take a look at that.
And what was your name again?
My name is Laken. It's Laken.
Okay. I always just like to write down who I'm talking to. Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and refund that charge for you. Give me one second.
I would greatly appreciate it.
Are
I mean,
you're welcome.
I guess I won't mess with any surveys anymore.
I know, I don't do those either.
Get sucked in. Anyway.
One second, let me get this notated here, and then we'll be done.
Okay, and what is it, like 3 to 5 business days before they refund it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, we got you taken care of. If you have any other questions, just call us at this number.
Do I get some kind of confirmation on the refund or anything?
Did she give you the cancellation number?
She gave me one, yes. So that's good enough?
Yeah, that pulls up everything on the account for you.
All right, Lincoln, I appreciate your help today.
All right, you're
definitely
welcome.
Thank you for being so nice. I know you get people calling you probably all the time about this. That's what you do, right?
You're right.
Every day you get complaining customers. All right, well, thank you for your patience, honey, and you have a great rest of your day.
All right, you too. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day as well.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, thank you. Goodbye.